You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Thank you for tuning in to the AfterBuzz TV After Show here at AfterBuzz TV for South Park. Talking about Season 19, Episode 6, entitled Tweak X Craig. Kind of a sequel episode to Tweak versus Craig, which was a few seasons back. Joining me today to break down this episode is Phil Svitek.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
And Christy Olsen.
Hello.
And you can follow us on Twitter. I'm Stephen Lemieux, by the way, at Stephen Lemieux, S-T-P-H-E-N-L-E-M-I-U-X. Follow Christy Olsen at Christy Reports and Phil at PD Svitek. If you haven't already, go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV and subscribe. Go to twitter.com/AfterBuzzTV and follow. And go to iTunes and search South Park After Show or After Buzz South Park, whatever variation you want to do, and rate us 5 stars and give us a comment. We'll give you a shout on the show if you give us a comment. Today we're talking about potentially the most confusing episode to date of this season. It's a lot more subtle than the humor has been this season, but I still think it's a fairly good episode. I'd probably give it like a 6 out of 10, though, on the scale of all time.
I feel like this was the worst one and out of this season, not necessarily in general, but and we're starting to, the whole through line of everything, we're starting to thin it down. As you know, the through line from last episode to this episode, obviously you still have Whole Foods and all that, but you have the class assembly. And beyond that, well, you also have PC principles. So there are things, but for the most part, we're starting to thin out.
I mean, they're doing a good job carrying over a lot of the from last season and this season. You have, of course, Randy's still drinking gluten-free beer. Every time you see him, he's got gluten-free beer.
PBR, nonetheless.
They mentioned that they have a gay kid when they were trying to get the Whole Foods, and they mentioned Craig, and they called Craig gay. The PC principal with Leslie in the auditorium. And then we also have... Butters' girlfriend, his Canadian girlfriend.
Charlotte, yes.
We get him Skyping Charlotte with his neck brace on because of all the reality he had to handle last episode.
Too much reality.
And unfortunately, we didn't have Mr. Phil Svitek here to break down last episode. Wait,
no,
or was it two
think?
Episodes ago?
No, that was last week.
It was last week.
Yeah. What did you think of that? I loved that episode.
I really liked that episode, and I like the creepiness of reality and the way that, you know...
He's like the sinister guy.
Yeah, just coming in. And the fact that they just killed him off.
Right?
Just hung reality.
Why not?
Well, as Americans, we hate reality.
So tonight's episode tackles Rule 34, the growing acceptableness of putting people in, of labeling people what they don't necessarily want to be labeled as well as the gifting culture of, oh, they're gay? Here, give them money, give them money, give them money. That's kind of like it's a very forward thought. It's a very on-the-nose joke that exaggerates the situation highly, but it is kind of playing to American culture at the moment.
I think they could have played with that a little bit more in the sense of Craig or Tweet. They could have been like, oh, man, this is great. I get money.
We can make a business out of this.
Yeah, I'm in.
But so we're introduced to the fact that somebody's making pictures of Craig and Tweet being intimate together, to put it lightly, and basically we're given this whatchamacallit auditorium. We're given the auditorium speech of what Yowie is, and what affirmative consent is.
Yes. So the all-important affirmative consent.
Affirmative consent. Oh, my God. That was the most awkward scene I've seen this season, when they're in the principal's room, and he's just like, now, Tweak, you got to ask Craig if you can touch his penis.
I'm not gay.
Do you want 2 weeks' detention? Affirmative consent is a super important issue in today's society. Now ask him if you can touch his penis.
But, yeah, I mean, it was funny because in that moment, I felt like Craig was, he had a leg up on it because he could have been like, okay, now you have the option to say, yes, I want my penis touched, or no, I don't. No, I don't want my penis touched. Okay, good.
Now let's go
he
over...
He did have options.
Now, Craig, let's go over what you have to say if you want to see Tweak's asshole. Oh my god. You know, there's somebody actually developed an app that people have to that you can give a you can give consent through an app. If you're going to like do a one night stand or hook up with anyone, they can give consent in an app. It's actually pretty brilliant.
Interesting. Chris, you as a woman, I feel like this might be a new issue to me and Steven. And we're not gay, unless I don't know about him. But anyway.
Thank you, Phil.
The point is that I'm sure you've had to deal with consent in some one way, shape, or form.
Okay, yes.
How does that work for you being on the receiving end?
This is a really deep issue, Phil.
We need
to
know.
This is really complicated. You know what I think is at the root of this? It's just yes.
It's just yes.
It's just yes. It's okay. Just yes or no. It's that ear-opening thing that the boys aren't good at, and it's just yes or no. But it doesn't need to be complicated like the PC principal makes it out to be.
But to quote somebody who's fairly big in our culture right now, what do you mean when you want to say no, but you nod your head yes?
Do we love that he got slammed a little bit for that song and it being kind of non-consensually?
No, I think the song's hilarious. I think it's amazing. Because all he has to say is, no, that's not what it's about. And then you can't do anything to it.
I don't know. I haven't been in the dating world for over a decade, so maybe that's why I don't have a whole lot to add to the conversation of consent, especially if this is a new issue.
Christy's been with the same man since she was 10 years old.
Yeah, you make your consent that one time up in front of everybody, and then you're just good. You're consented.
Up in front of it. Okay, that
sounds... time, you give your consent. Everybody knows. It's like a public thing. You're consented.
Took me a second to realize you meant marriage.
Right, yes.
Jesus Christ, Steven.
Oh, man.
But see, regardless, your opening line shouldn't be whether man or female. Like, hey, can I touch your privates?
No, it's not.
That we can all agree on.
Like, hey, let's start with dinner. Then maybe the second question can be...
Can I touch your privates? No. Or may I look at your asshole tweak?
That's it.
But
whatever floats your boat.
I think it's great because you get this crazy story that, honestly, I'm watching the episode and I'm just like, what the freaking hell is happening right now? You get this crazy episode, but at the same time, there's just such rich dialogue between Tweak and Craig where it's just like, I just don't like forcing myself to adhere to other people's vision of me and perception of me to conform to society's standards. When they're just trying to... They're acting gay to conform to society's standards that they have to be gay. It's kind of like... It's irony in the biggest of ways to the perception of people who were forcing themselves to act straight 30 years ago to society's standards of you have to be straight.
And when they are alone together and they have this kind of relationship dynamic going on, they essentially would have like a really healthy relationship. I mean, Craig is, like, kind of talking Tweak through it, right? And Tweak is freaking out, and Craig calms him down, and he's like, you can do this.
I forgot.
I mean, for two guys who aren't in a gay relationship, they really have a very healthy relationship.
It's also funny because when they explain Yaoi, they're like, there's the Seinen or whatever, and the Toki or whatever it's called, the top and the bottom, and it has...
I didn't know it got that deep. You were familiar with this, apparently.
So, I was around the anime kids in high school, so I was exposed to all sorts of random crazy stuff that they would like be like, oh, read this. I'm like, no. And they'd explain what I was like, yeah, I'm not reading that. There's whole books and stuff. But the funny thing is...
Does this stem from just kids' sexuality? And it's like, okay, well, I can't get my hands on a porno mag, so let me just draw some stick figures.
Yeah, is that the deal here?
It's more the otaku culture, like the Japanese culture. Because they have this whole history of animation and manga and things like that. But to sell what they do to pander to adults and these weird people who are shut-ins and stuff like that, they make everything over-sexualized. Like, everything in every manga is pretty much over-sexualized. So kids who read it for the story grow up with it in an over-sexualized position. So when they go through puberty and they're reading the stories, it kind of changes a little bit. And then they want to draw art based on that. And now they're drawing whatever they want. And then you have all this, you have the anime group of kids drawing the people they think they're cute in sexual situations. And that's how you get Tweak X Craig. But then there's another thing called Rule 34, which if you don't know what Rule 34 is, have fun going on the internet right now and Googling it. Rule 34 is the internet rule of, if there's a show, a TV show, a cartoon, whatever it is, if there's a subject matter that there's people who are fans of it, there is a pornographic fan-made version of it somewhere on the internet.
Ooh.
And there's whole, like, subcultures, like the bronies, right?
Yes.
Like the people who like My Little Pony and stuff. There's a huge subculture of those weird people who literally, like, jack off to pony porn.
Don't sexualize My Little Pony. That I is mean, so sad.
Don't.
I could,
but here's the thing. It doesn't surprise me one bit whatsoever.
You would be... Marissa, if Marissa Googles My Little Pony...
Don't make Marissa image. Google anything.
I won't do it because I like My Little Pony.
But yeah, so they're combining this. And there's an interesting tidbit about this episode is that... Trey Parker and Matt Stone originally found out about this when they did the first episode, Tweak versus Craig, where a bunch of fans like started making yaoi porn or whatever it is to Tweak and Craig.
Yeah, they've been doing it since 1999. Yeah.
So a lot of people just don't mention it. Of course, the creators of My Little Pony will never mention it, but Trey and Matt asked their fans to submit it and send it into the show. So all these art pieces that you see in this show... we're all just fan-made art, so it's really kind of funny in that Matt and Trey did not sit down and, like, draw anime style of Tweak and Craig. They just depended on all their fans to do it. It's great.
That says a lot about Genius. The fans and what it says. I'll leave it to interpretation.
But it also goes back to the overall theme of everyone is so caring of looking like they give a shit. That they don't really give a shit. Like, Randy. Okay, so let's take Randy. He doesn't care about actually being progressive. He doesn't care about being accepting or anything. He doesn't even understand what it is to be gay or anything. He doesn't. He doesn't care about anything except getting the Whole Foods so the town looks like it's progressive. He doesn't care about anything else. So now you have... and that we go over that last episode when he wouldn't donate to charity at all. Like, he's not progressive at all, but he wants to appear progressive. That's why he's just throwing the charity events and doing everything he can to just appear progressive when he's not. But then we have this this other storyline with Randy figuring out how people become gay. Because when you really think about it, we're in California. We're in Los Angeles. We're in, like, the center...
thank God.
...of... progressiveness and people just accepting of whatever the hell you want. Oh, you want to be in love with a chair? You know what? You're in love with a chair. Great. Cool. Have fun.
That's a thing.
It is a thing.
Chair love is super trendy.
If you search Rule 34 chair, you can probably find some stuff. But because we're so used to it, it's kind of alien to think of, but people don't really understand out in, like, the Midwest and these random parts of the country. Like, they don't understand. And they do such a great way of storytelling with Craig's dad. Because Craig's dad is just like, I just don't understand it. Why did they choose him? Why is he gay? It's like, but Randy just comes up with a excuse. The excuse is, nobody gets to decide. It's just Asians decide who's
Japanese.
Gay.
Japanese. It's not all Asians.
Not all Asians decide. Just the Japanese decide who's gay. And when you put it in those terms, that you take it out of the person's hands who is, like, Craig didn't choose it, mm-hmm. It's okay, right? Like, you can't blame them for it if it's out of their hands. So when you explain it to Craig's dad and Randy explains it, he didn't choose this. The Japanese did it to him. His unprogressive mind can just be like, oh, okay, it's not his fault. I still love my son. Because it's not his fault. Even though he's not progressive at all, he's still unaccepting of it. He knows that it's not his fault. It's like a really weird, weird, weird way of putting this story together.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't even talked about Cupid Cartman.
That opens up a whole other subject of gayness and choice.
Oh my God. Like, this episode's so hard to cover because it's like, just watching, you're like, what the hell am I watching right now?
And you didn't have the benefit of their own tweets coming, you know, at official Cartman bro. Remember the last episode of last season? You know what I mean?
When
you had all the tweets of like, what the hell's going on? What is this? Should I change the channel?
If you guys want a really good written review of this, definitely check out the AV Club review of this episode of South Park.
Yeah, because they broke it down pretty well.
Speaking it doesn't really work as well as, like, really thinking about it and eloquently writing it down, because they kind of touch on a lot of the very subtle undertones of this episode and what it, like, they dive deep, like deeper than no non-high person should, but you know, it comes off pretty good.
How much are Matt and Trey actually aware of any of this stuff? They just have fun. They're just like, oh, a dick joke, let's write a dick joke.
let's make Tweek and Craig gay. But we get to the point where Tweek and Craig decide that they're actually just going to go along with it to make everyone happy, but then they're going to break up so they don't have to be together. And Tweek is apparently the greatest actor in the world.
Yeah, Tweek pulled it out. He went all psycho-chicky.
And then we have the fan art of fucking Craig and Tweek, and Craig being like, no.
It was so sad. People in the town got sad. The art show became sad. It was very sad.
The art show. What do we think that's like a reference to? Is that just people trying to be...
I think it's
trying to, like,
galas.
Get in on it.
Like, yeah. We're tasteful, so we're gonna support cultures. I guess it was Wendy in the first place. It's like, support Asian American culture by buying Yowie.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, and I think, you know, just in general, the amount of pressure that they put on those two, you know, as a... And because they brought in Caitlyn Jenner before and all these various things of just this pinnacle of representation for any one specific group or what... And I'm going to get hate mail for saying that, but the idea is that, again, you're putting so much pressure on these people. And at the end of the day, no offense to anybody, they're just people. Yeah. And they're apt to fuck up. And you know what? When they do, don't be there to hang them. Just let them be.
Don't hang them like reality.
That's right.
One thing that I have to point out right now that's kind of funny is we did an interview here at AfterBuzz with some of the cast of Young and Restless, and they played a game where they named a celebrity and had each person say the first word that came to their mind. Mm. And when they said Caitlyn Jenner, one person said bold, the other person said stunning, and the next person said brave. And I was just like, oh my God.
Did that really happen?
100% happened. Check it out. It's a great interview. You guys should really check it out because it's actually interesting. It's a great show, Young and the Restless. But no, yeah, that's exactly the order of the words that came out. So let's finish up by talking about Cartman. What's going on with Cartman, guys?
Good question.
I mean, he could, as stealing this from the AV club, he could either be gay or he's just so in love with himself that he can only masturbate to himself.
He's so narcissistic that he can only fuck himself.
Which makes sense. I mean, all the seasons that we've had Cartman, it goes down as no surprise.
But he did hug that kid weirdly. That was like something they threw in there, right?
Is that your place to judge?
No, but I mean, like, oh, it's so sweet. And then Cartman, like, hugs some random extra kid.
Yeah.
It's like, you never know with Cartman. It's so weird. He walked into the gay bar so nonchalantly to have his date with, or to talk to
Cupid.
Cupid me.
Yeah. Well, it's, again, I mean, I think Cartman, in that respect, is no different than Randy. It's all about appearances. So, if we're supposed to be accepting of... You know, in this case, Craig and Tweek. Then okay, oh, let me show love. I don't think it's never been genuine with him. He's never shown genuine affection, not even to his mom.
That's
so
true.
Why should, you know, he's the only one.
What if they made Cartman gay though? I mean, because the potential is there. I mean, from a child's point of view, you could say that. I think they've said this in previous seasons, like, what's a blowjob? Oh, it's when you pee in somebody's mouth. Like, Cartman could be thinking of Cupid Wee, like, literally getting blowjobs from all these guys. From his child's imagination, if you're going to be, like, really serious about it, like, what if they made Cartman gay?
Cartman gay! I can't take anything with this that's seriously enough where it's like, well, if they made him gay in one episode, then he probably... wouldn't be gay anymore in the next episode, or
well, to be
it would
fair.
Just be some sort of fodder. I don't know. I think making him gay is, like, too serious, right?
I think for Cartman, I mean, we've been down the road where, remember when he was sticking Butters, right? It was Butters' penises in his mouth.
Yes.
And taking photos of it.
That's right.
So, you know, you got that history there. How to interpret it now?
I forgot about that.
No, it's not gay because he's putting the penis in my mouth. No, that's gay. Yeah, but no. So that was a fun episode. I don't know. I don't know what it says about him. To me, it's a flip of a coin, and I don't think they'll explicitly tell us. If they do, it might be just for an episode and then switch it back.
Yeah, there's too much to play around with there.
If they make Cartman gay, I need Satan back and Saddam.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is Saddam's no longer relevant.
He's not. You know, who could we have instead?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Satan's confused on his feelings for Caitlyn Jenner because Satan doesn't know if he's gay or straight now if he's in love with Caitlyn Jenner.
Well, I think it would be a great episode for Cartman to explore his sexuality. Because does he love a woman, or does he view him still as a man? Is it a he?
Oh my god!
And I Am Kate has been picked up for a second season, so.
Well, and they've been following using her this season. So for the continuity, having Cartman fall in love with Caitlyn Jenner kind of makes sense. You could ship them as Caitman.
Yeah. Ooh. Nice.
I think we need Bill Cosby, too. I don't think we got...
I think we'll get him. Oh, we got him last season, though, with the roofie thing already. He was singing to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But baby, it's cold inside. Here, have this drink.
Oh, well, there's going to be an actual court case now, so I'm guessing he'll be showing his face again by the end of the season.
Hopefully.
I mean, yeah, I think we're going to... We're bound for a political episode. We haven't had it really this season, and I'd love to see it now that we've gotten a few of the debates under our belt. And just Mr. Garrison can make his return as Trump.
Yes.
Because that'll be pretty good.
So we'll see. Yeah, I'm trying to think of all the issues in the world to tackle. I mean, they always get it in somehow. You know, with the whole, just like the refugees and things like that, when they showed that footage, they find a way. It's not the obvious way that you're thinking of. But they get it in.
I just sometimes wonder whether Trey and Matt are literally that completely brilliant, or if it just kind of like they do whatever they want and it kind of happens.
People choose to interpret it like brilliantly.
Yeah, it's like we're looking at a whiteboard and we're just like, oh, I see that it's art, blah, 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 blah. Like, and we're just the idiots in on, like, not in on the joke.
No, I mean, I think there has to be brilliance there. Now, I think, yes, definitely there's an over-interpretation. But at the same time, again, as I still don't like Family Guy. And I think that's more of just...
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't know that about you.
I don't like Family...
Wow.
I'm just like Cartman. Why does everyone think I like Family Guy?
Okay. I would have... Yes, you're right. I would have assumed that you were a Family Guy fan. Wow.
No, it's one of the...
That's a strong statement.
Well, you don't like Family Guy. Sounds like, here's some money.
There you go.
There you go.
Nice.
I don't think we've seen the last of PC Principal. I don't think we've seen the last of Craig and Tweak being gay. I don't think we've seen the last of Cartman kind of having his own quirks.
Well, apparently there's a lot of Kyle Cartman Yahweh on the internet too. Kyman.
Oh, you read that too?
Yeah. So they could continue on and make that happen. Maybe Cartman
that could
goes
be
after
a thing
Kyle.
Where everyone turns gay.
Yeah, why not?
I don't think Cartman would date a Jew.
This is true.
I mean, that's...
But that would be ultra progressive.
That could be part of the... Yes.
Super progressive.
Be part of the progression.
Hashtag shameless America. All right, I think we've rambled
Imagine
enough.
If he converted.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. That would be funny. And then you have a Jewish wedding. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Delicious food. All right. Where can we find you guys on Twitter?
Oh, hit me up at Christy Reports.
And follow us here at AfterBuzz TV, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
And you guys can find me on Twitter at Stephen Lemieux, STPHENLEMIUX. We'll see you guys next week for another episode. But if you haven't already, go to iTunes, rate us, comment us, give us 5 stars, and then do whatever Phil's about to tell you to do.
I'm just saying, it would be very frightening, although the probability of this being out there is probably large. Just photos. You know where I'm going with this. I think, imagine... I don't know.
Can you be a little bit more specific?
Can you elaborate, Phil?
The internet is a dirty, dirty place, is what I've come to realize. And I feel like there's drawings of not just us, but everyone.
Oh.
Chew on that for the rest of the week.
Oh, no.
After Buzz Rule 34, let's avoid that for a little bit longer.
But I can safely say no picture drawn on the internet has been made by me.
There you go.
That's what I can say.
That sounds like somebody. That's like somebody really trying to defend themselves right now.
Phil, I have to go Google things now.
Phil's probably got a huge deviant art of just Rule 34 yaoi that he's been drawing secretly.
They would just be stick figures.
Everything
best.
From this episode was submitted by Phil.
I would. Hey, if I drew those, I would claim my stake. I mean, here's the thing. I have respect of what Superbad did with the dick drawings and that whole storyline.
That was good.
I love a good dick joke.
Amen.
And let's end on that, guys. We'll see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.